Alison, we're looking forward to seeing you at Bradford Literature Festival. And you've written a new book, Henry VIII, The Heart and the Crown. Now, what I've picked up so far is that you get under the skin of this man who's often dismissed as a much-married monster. And what you're trying to do is change, I think, how we view him. Now, why have you written this book?
I want people to see him as he really was, not as a caricature he's become over the centuries, which I think culminates in Charles Lawton's portrayal of him and Wonderful Horrible History series.
Right. And what's it about Henry VIII? Why are we so fascinated by Henry VIII in particular and that whole Tudor period in general?
It's a very dramatic period. You've got dynamic personalities in the sovereigns who ruled at that time. We've got great source material for the period. We've got a wonderful visual record. We've got enough left to envisage the magnificence of the Tudor court. And here's a king with six wives who lead this country through a religious revolution. It created the most fabulous court in English history, and he's surrounded by charismatic characters. And he himself has a definite charm. And there's so many facets to his character. It's no wonder he's controversial.
And I'm fascinated to know what it was that happened in his childhood that you're going to draw on this fateful event that changed his life forever.
I think so, yes. And I think that's the death of his mother. I don't know whether you want me to comment on that now with a spoiler or
No,
wait for the talk.
I think wait for the talk, but I was intrigued. That's he did have a lot of death and unfortunate things happen in his life.
He did, even his brother's death, which was actually gave Henry the crown. His older brother died. But Henry was going to have had his own household. And that Arthur's death put a stop to it. Henry had no independent, no autonomy, just very repressed until his father died.
Why have you chosen to portray it in fiction with fictional things happening rather than a factual thing? Because we know, for example, with Wolf Hall, I mean, people devoured things like that in the past, but it's very difficult for non-historians to understand perhaps what is fiction and what's not.
I've written a very long author's note at the end of the book, but I also have based the fiction on a historical text, and so where the facts are there, I have used them. What I've used my imagination for, creatively and authentically, I hope, is the backstory, the bit we don't know, his emotions, his motives, although we know some of his motives, and also his secrets. And that's where I've had to speculate, and I hope people feel I've done it credibly and fairly.
Well, that's a sort of fascinating insight, and I guess with your background of the things that you've written, you must be absolutely completely imbued in Tudor things and know quite a lot about the family.
Say that I haven't touched him in depth. I've been written a book called Henry VIII, King and Court in 2001, trying to get to the man through studying his court and his daily life and everything. And it was a revelation. I saw him as a rounded figure, probably for the first time.
And do you think that, our fascination with him and his story and his wives and the disasters that befell him, do you think that's a relevant thing for us to be thinking about today?
I'm not sure in what context I could say it was relevant for us today, only in the context, and David Starkey has spoken a lot about this, is that Henry actually engineered the first Brexit, put it like that.
Okay.
He broke with Rome, and in breaking with Rome, he broke with the Republic of Christian Europe. And so you can see there is a parallel to be drawn there. And yet, within a very short time, I mean, he could have actually alienated the powerful princes who ruled there, but within a very short time, they were seeking his friendship.
Now, I know you won't be here in 50 to 100 years, but do you think we're going to be similarly fascinated by the House of Windsor in a century's time?
We are already, don't we?
We are. Do you think there's going to be that rich a sense of source material to speculate about what's going on?
Books coming, aren't you? It's now become a popular genre of fiction. It's fictionalized the modern royal family. There's one coming out on Diana,
That's
the female
true.
queen mother,
That's
one of
true.
the
Are you working on the next book?
finished it.
What's your
It's the
next
third
book?
in a trilogy. The first was about Henry's mother, Elizabeth York, And the third is Mary the First, Queen of Sorrows, and it'll be out next May.
Fantastic.
I'm writing another one as well. I'm writing a non-fiction series alongside this one, so it's basically fiction in the morning, non-fiction in the afternoon.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you at Bradford Literature Festival. Thank you
Thank you
very
so much.
much.